Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity and the truth of God for today. And that's important because this world is becoming upside down and backward and just absolutely incredibly sinful in so many ways, in government, in religion, in private lives. And now look what's coming in a big way. Christian witches who say that Jesus was a witch, a sorcerer.
People think that a witch is, a witch works for the devil and this and that and the other. A witch is a healer. A witch is a teacher. A witch is a person that is a wise one. Wise in what? Wise in the practice of a craft. Because if you walk with God, Goddess, I am Christ, Allah, Buddha, Krishna, Olodumare, all the holy names of the One, Source, Creator. If you walk with Source as a force for love on the planet, in the power of love, what would you have to be afraid of? Me? A witch? I don't look scary, do I?
Now then, when Jesus healed, what did the scribes and Pharisees say? Oh, he does this by the power of Beelzebub. Now, who was Beelzebub? He was the prince of the demons. None other than Satan, the devil. Now, continuing in this report, which love said, she believes that it is only natural for Christianity and witchcraft to be integrated, while Wicker argues that church leaders teach against it to keep people as slaves. What absolute lies. Continuing, the interesting thing is, most of the time people come against magic, sorcery, mysticism, the occult, you name it, the New Age community. Well, who are they following? What did we read last time? Satan is deceiving the world, and in deceiving the world, he's bringing the darkness of the enlightenment of Satan the devil. And they don't even know it because they don't know their Bibles, and they don't know God, and they don't believe the Bible. You ask any Protestant minister, forget the Catholics, they're total Satan worshipers from day one. Okay? Now, if you're a Catholic and that offends you, prove it. Prove me wrong, and you won't be able to. Continuing now, they're not really coming against the Bible because the Bible honestly doesn't teach that when you understand it and break it down. He said, the Bible is not against magic. Well, now, we're going to see in a minute, yes, he is in the New Testament. We believe. Now, stop and think. What do you believe, and why do you believe it, and why do you follow it? And if you believe it, have you proved it? If you think you're a Christian and you think that the law has been done away, you are totally deceived. That's a lie of Satan the devil. Just read Matthew 5:17. He said, don't even think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill or fill the law and prophets to the full. Complete different. Right in the New Testament, which Protestants claim they follow, which they do not. We believe that we are one with the Spirit. Is that the Spirit of God, or is that the Spirit of Satan? If they're witches, it's the Spirit of Satan. We are not just an emanation or an extension of God. We are as it is. All Christians are mystic, especially charismatic, because it has always been taught that I and my Father are one. And a charismatic and falling backward and speaking in tongues, that is a counterfeit of true speaking in tongues. True speaking in tongues is speaking in an intelligible language that the listeners will understand. We are one with the Spirit. We are the children of God. We are the children of the Almighty. There is no difference between me and the Father. Yes, there is, because God is Almighty God, the Father, the highest of all, the supreme ruler of the universe, and you're a created, rebellious human being sticking your thumb at God. Then he finishes, you'll never rise to a level that you don't believe you will achieve. Yes, now let's look. Come to Acts, the 8th chapter. One of the first things that the satanic pagan religion of Samaria wanted to do was incorporate Christianity into it. And guess what happened? Let's read what happened here. Let's see that it names the man. Acts 8 and verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed Christ to them. And the multitudes listened intently with one accord to the things spoken by Philip when they heard and saw the signs that he did. Here's what he was doing. Unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many of those who had them. Now, why did they have them? We will see they were following a sorcery religion. And many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man named Simon. And you can read it in McClintock and Strong's Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics. Simon Magus, which means Simon the Magician, who had from earlier times before the ministry of Christ been practicing sorcery in the city and astounding the nation of Samaria, proclaiming himself to be some great one. To him they had all given heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Now they were giving heed to him because he had for a long time bewitched them with sorceries, witchcraft, Satanism, sorceries, demon possession, minor miracles. But when they believed Philip, who was preaching the gospel, the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And Simon himself also believed. Now, here was a mistake by Philip. He should not have baptized him. And after being baptized, he steadfastly continued with Philip, and he beheld the signs and great works of power that were being done. He was amazed. Now then, the apostles in Jerusalem knew that this was a gigantic problem. Verse 14, now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who after coming down to Samaria, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was not given by God at that time to those people because of Simon Magus trying to come in and worm his way into the church and to become an apostle himself. Now then, notice Simon's reaction. Now when Simon saw the Holy Spirit was given by the laying on of the hands of the apostles, he offered them money. Now notice what Peter said. He said, oh, yes, you have so much money. Oh, please give it to us. Yes, we could really. Now, you've done a good job here with all these sorceries, and we've come down here to confirm it. No. Now then, notice Simon's reaction. To give this authority to me, that on whomever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit. And Peter said to him, may your money be destroyed with you, because you thought that the gift of God might be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter. That is the apostles' preaching of the ministry of the kingdom of God and about the life of Christ and forgiveness of sin and salvation. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and beseech God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bondage of unrighteousness, a perfect description of witchcraft and sorcery, bondage of unrighteousness and wickedness. Isn't that something? Now then, did Simon repent? Did he fall down on his face and say, oh, apostles, forgive me. I'm going to get rid of everything. I'm going to stop all of this. I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to ask God to forgive me. No, look what he said. You beseech the Lord on my behalf, so that none of those things which you have spoken may come upon me. Quite an encounter, right? History shows that in 42 AD, Simon Magus went to Rome and was proclaimed God. Amazing. That's the Simon or Peter who went to Rome. You get our series. Was Peter ever in Rome? And you will see he never came near Rome. And the whole basic foundation of Roman Catholicism is sorcery and witchcraft and lies. Now then, let's go back and see the encounter of Jesus when he was tempted by Satan the devil. And let's see what he was offered. Come to Matthew, the 4th chapter. Now Jesus did this after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and was extremely weak physically. Yet he had to overcome all the temptations of Satan the devil. And what I want you to notice is how Satan works. Verse 1, Matthew 4. Then Jesus was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit in order to be tempted by the devil, the author of sorcery and Satanism. Let me ask you a question. How much sorcery and occult lies and Satanism do you have? Now we're going to see in the next segment, who is the biggest purveyor of that kind of thing? I'll let you find out next time. Verse 2, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterwards, he was famished. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. Probably said, just think how nice that would be. You are so hungry. Wait till you command these stones to be bread. It'll be just like it's hot out of the oven. Why should you go on and starve yourself like this? I'll help you. I'll do good for you. If you provide the bread, I'll provide the butter. I don't know if he said that, but you can imagine how the conversation probably went. Notice Jesus' answer. And this is the key as to what every human being needs to do. You and me. Verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but, now notice, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how we're to live. What did we read concerning witchcraft? What did we read concerning sorcery? What did we read concerning these things? Now then, let's see what else. Verse 5, Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the edge of the temple. And he said to him, If you're the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written. See, here's one thing that a lot of people miss. Satan quotes Scripture, but misinterprets it and twists it to his own way. That's what sorcery is. Is that not what these two witches are doing for their convention coming? And guess when they're going to have their first church service? Easter Sunday! And Easter is as pagan as can be. And if you celebrate Easter, what does that make you but a pagan with a Christian label? Is a witch with a Christian label any better than any other witch? It's a lie. It's of Satan. For it is written, He shall give His angels charge concerning you, and they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Now, if Jesus did that, who would he have obeyed? Satan. And if he obeyed Satan, he would be sinning against God, right? So how could he do that and still be a Savior? No, couldn't be. And if he did it and landed on the earth and was whole, Satan would be right there, and he'd summon all the high priests and all the Pharisees and scribes down there and say, This is your Savior. No. What did Jesus say? Again it is written, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. After that, the devil took him to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Kind of like in a moment of time. A huge, gigantic digital screen, if we could draw a comparison today. And he said, All these things, that is, in all the kingdoms of the world, everything, the kingdoms, the people, the land, the building, the religion, the banks, the businesses, everything. I want you to really think about what he's offering Jesus. All these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. Now think about that for a minute. Look at all the super rich in the world. Who has made it possible for them to get that money? Think about it. Now there'll be one or two who are honest. But think about it. Ask the question, whom do they worship? God or Satan?
I just want to give you a nice prayer of abundance. And we just pray that the spirit of the cosmos, the spirit of consciousness, that the spirit of the divine rests on you right now, that all things that are within the ethos and in the cosmos, that they would, you know, distill themselves in and through your particular being, giving you enlightenment, understanding, insights, ideas on abundance and prosperity. We believe and we know that you can do all things through the level of consciousness by which you have, as long as you are able to embody it, to embrace it, and ultimately express that out in the world. We believe it is so. We look forward to the miracles. We look forward to your arising. We look forward to your constant evolution. And we believe it to be so, and so it is.
All these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. He offered him the whole world. Now, where did we start in segment one? Revelation 12:9, he's deceiving the whole world. And Revelation 13 says, the whole world worships Satan. And the coming great Savior man who is going to come, it looks like finally men are going to get everything together. Notice what Jesus told Satan in this direct confrontation. Then Jesus said to him, be gone, Satan, for it is written. Now this is for men, because Satan will never worship God. He wants to be worshipped. He wants to be God. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. Now think about that. Think about that in relationship to your life. What is it? There are 1.3 million witches in the United States.
I wanted to film a video about being a Christian witch or studying to be a Christian witch. I do believe that the story of Jesus happened, though. I do believe that he was an actual person. But I was always, always infatuated with crystals and anything celestial and witchcraft and witches and anything Halloween, and like it was so fascinating to me. But I always was taught that witchcraft was evil. But I kind of identified with it, their beliefs, except I do not believe in their gods and goddesses. I do believe, though, that nature is powerful, and that as long as you don't harm anyone or anything, you can do whatever you want. And that's exactly what I believe in. God made nature, everything in nature. And in order, witches use spells, Christian witches use spells, and use elements from nature in order to get closer to God. How is that evil? How is that evil? If you're worshiping God with everything that he made, you can't be a Christian and a witch. I hear that all the time. But I did some more research, and Christians, early Christians, took traditions from paganism.
All right. Let's come back. 2 Kings 9. Now, verse 22, and it came to pass when Jehoram saw Jehu, he said, is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, what peace? So long as the harlotry of your mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many. And then he took care of him and exterminated him. Now let's come to Revelation, the second chapter. Keep that in mind. Jezebel and her witchcrafts. And let's see how one of the Churches of God in Revelation 2 has a terrible struggle with a prophetess, the successor of Jezebel, and that is none other than the Roman Catholic Church. Now, if you think I'm hard on the Roman Catholic Church, wait till you see what God does when Christ returns. Let's pick it up here in verse 18. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write. Now, this is not only that one church, but it is also typical of the churches of God down through history, and how out of that came the Protestants. Right. These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and whose feet are like fine brass. I know your works and love and service and faith and your endurance, and your works and the last are more than the first. But I have a few things against you because, now notice, you allow the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants into committing fornication and eating things sacrificed to idols. Now that fornication is false doctrine, false teaching. Okay, this was the great confrontation between the churches of God in the Alps and the Roman Catholic Church and their armies coming to kill, martyr, torture, and destroy the true Christians who would not submit to them. But some did. Now notice what God says. I gave her time to repent. And there was at the Council of Trent. The Roman Catholics actually had a party as part of the Council of Trent that said we need to go by the Bible only and not tradition. Can you believe that? That's actually what happened. But they were overridden. Why? Because Luther and the other Protestants decided to keep Sunday instead of going to the Sabbath. So the decision was made. We can go by tradition because that's what Sunday is, and Scripture. But they don't go by Scripture today. I gave her time to repent of her fornication, but she did not repent. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their works. What does God think of the doctrines of Jezebel and the witchcrafts of Jezebel coming into the church? You know, the Protestants out there, I'll just tell you this. Every Protestant minister and attendee has a lot they need to repent of and get back to the Word of God. What about you? Are you a religious hobbyist and just listen to different things and try and figure out what you need to do? Well, you better turn that into sincere knowledge and understanding and learning the Word of God. Now, you need not only the books that I'm going to recommend, but you need to send for the Bible, the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version, properly translated. That's what you need. Now, notice what he's going to do here. Lest they repent of their works. Verse 23, and I will kill her children with death. Now, if you kill someone, are they not dead? How are you going to kill them, and that's not death? The answer is the second death, for unrepentant sin. And all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the reins and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now, if you believe it's by faith only and not works, read that verse again. How are you going to be judged? By your works. And if you have true faith, it's the faith of God, what will your works produce? Love and obedience to God. That's what it will produce. Now, I'm going to mention these books again. Why Christianity is Failing in America. You need that to understand what is happening. And if you're a Sunday keeper, you need to get our book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which, because it goes through and shows side-by-side comparison between the occult satanic holidays of this world and the true biblical holy days of God, beginning with the weekly Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday today. And you need the other book, Lord, What Should I Do? And let's add one more in there. Why were you born? If you don't know why you were born, the purpose that God created you, what are you doing? And if you're getting a little mishmash from a church or whatever, or you get a little mishmash out of the Bible, remember what Jesus said. Man, that's every man and woman, shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. What about you? So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Polder saying, so long, everyone.